Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is hit by the pitch. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Nettles moves to third. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudy. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Rudy steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Duncan reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brouwer covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Fossey, who tags Brown, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Rudy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Brown scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rudy hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Blue scores. Campaneris moves to third. Rudy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Steve Hargan now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Bando reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Rudy scores. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Athletics. Mike Hegan pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey fires to first and picks off Duncan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Adrian Garrett now playing left field. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Ron Clark now playing third base. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Steve Mingori. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Blue covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Fosse moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Fosse moves to third. Broemer moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9. And Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.